Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we gauge consumer interest in animal welfare. Back on that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
She's the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another outstanding variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yield ability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU developed wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
A new study out that surveyed beef consumers and cow-calf producers both for their viewpoints on animal welfare in cattle production. Several land-grant universities involved in the study, including the folks up at Kansas State, and economist Melissa McKendry, one of those working on this study. And she said they were looking at the consumers' ideas regarding how important animal welfare is when they go to the grocery store.
Yeah, so we asked questions about whether they were currently purchasing these products or if they even recalled purchasing beef products. We looked at ground beef and beef steak specifically for the consumer side, and we found that animal welfare, the consumers didn't recall either purchasing it. We had a lot of don't know responses there, or that they hadn't. So some of the attributes that were more commonly purchased in ground beef and beef steak were natural, guaranteed tender, but animal welfare and sustainably produced attributes kind of fell towards the bottom there.
And McKendry says it was maybe a little surprising to her that consumers were not all that gung-ho on the importance of animal welfare, at least when they started making purchasing decisions.
Yes, I would say that I was kind of surprised about it because the consumers on the consumer survey, they stated that they were concerned about it. We had 65% state that they were concerned, but I think it's important to note that we didn't define concern for the consumer. So it could just be that, yeah, I'm interested in animal welfare in the beef industry, or it could be really a hard, firm, yes, I think that there need to be changes in the beef industry to improve welfare. So they stated that they were concerned about it. However, this concern wasn't necessarily reflected in their current purchasing behavior.
Now, if we translate that into some economic signals, McKendry says that most consumers were not really willing to pay a whole lot more for animal husbandry practices that relate back to animal well-being.
There was a small percentage of consumers that were willing to pay a premium. We varied the premium amounts that we asked in our survey. But when you look at ranking these attributes, because sometimes the willingness to pay values that we get in surveys are going to be inflated from some bias there. But overall, it ranked lower. There was fewer participants that were willing to pay for animal welfare compared to the other attributes that we investigated. Right, so one of the questions that we asked, we identified 13 different production practices that related to animal welfare, and we looked at whether or not the consumers were willing to pay for those attributes. And so the two practices that really stood out that the most consumers were willing to pay for were pretty what I consider necessities and are already being provided on the farms, such as providing access to fresh, clean water, and then also providing shade, windbreaks, and ventilation. So the practices that the consumers were not willing to pay a premium for were dehorning and debudding with pain control, and also castrating with pain control. But on a parallel part of the survey, those were two attributes that consumers really weren't aware of that were already going on in the industry.
Melissa McKendry, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock presents the Labor Day Auction September 9th through 11th at the Embassy Suites, Denver, Colorado, featuring 95,000 heads starting each day at 8 a.m. Mountain. Wednesday features 5,000 Holsteins and 25,000 weaned calves and calves on cows from the southern and southeastern regions. Thursday, we have 19,000 feeder steers and heifers from across the U.S., followed by 10,000 head of outstanding breadstock. Friday includes 36,000 head of weaned calves and calves on cows from the northern western states. Don't miss Superior's Auction September 9th through 11th. To register for a buyer's number, go to superiorlivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.